You are listening to BensTorah.com.
20 years ago, somebody showed me a Reb Tzadik, Tzadik HaKohen. So he says over there, the words he said, I didn't know what to make of it, because Reb Tzadik was a Goyen, a Tzadik, a Kodesh. And he, when he first showed me, I thought he was saying about from the Gadata, B'chol Yemei HaMaisa, whose man avoid the be'iyun v'yigiyah, b'divrei Torah iyun fil. In other words, during the week, a person has to learn, that's on be'iyun v'yigiyah. Bo Shabbos bo menucha, right? All right, so k'mo shamu. So he brings a Gemara. B'metusim enaychu loysuch alolena. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says like this. I think I photos that. I was going to make a copy, so I didn't have to find anybody to do it now. Here, kufya tesum abeis. Zeir mahada zuzei zuzei derabonin. Rashi shahaya roya oisin zugay zugays. He used to see. Oh, thank you. He used to see people. He used to see people going ahead and pairs of rabbona tamid chachamim talmidim. Rashi says medabrim b'toira, talking Torah, mechazer achrein, and used to go after them, and then amalei. The Gemara says matulsim anaycha. I ask you, please, I beg you, loisach alul neha. Don't be mechal Shabbos. Don't be mechal Shabbos. So Reb Tzadik uses this Gemara. So I thought, I don't know what to make of it. And this Gemara, he says, it's because this week's Pedra is Shabbos, right? Gamal yedei limada Torah biyigiyah. If you learn Torah biyigiyah, nikra chilul. It's called chilul. Ki azu menucha le'ein olam haba, shenene meziv ma'ashem shenes ba'atzum mashpia lehem. All right. So then, recently I started looking into it, and I found in the Siddur of the Yaivitz. Yaivitz wrote a Siddur to do it. So I don't know, when I got married, it was like a Siddur that many people use, especially in Yonei Ishus over there he has. So he says over there, listen to the Lashon of the Siddur Beis Yankiv. Tamil Chochem lo yatrit atzu b'lima d'gmar ba'oimek. Shigam ze nechshav chilul Shabbos. Yep, so new chilul Shabbos. You start learning be'iyun. Right, all of a sudden we'll have a taiva to learn be'iyun during Shabbos. I don't know about during the week. Yetzer hara wants him to do chilul Shabbos now. Actually, like the I once saw, I think in the Tamei Menhagim. Most of you probably remember the Tamei Menhagim was one of the few svarim I used to look at as kids. So it says over there that he brings from someone, I think the Kamarna, that even though Rashi says in Chumash, Al Yema Adam, E'ef Shebabasa Chazir, you know, I can't eat Chazir. Al Yema Efshi, I could. My Asa, what can I do? Avisha B'Shemayim Gazel. I should say, I have a taiva to do this. But my Father in Heaven decreed on me not, I shouldn't do it. So he says over there that that doesn't go on two things, on Shabbos and Pesach. Why? So Pesach will start Pesach. It says Pesach because it's the Yetzer Hara, or it's the Avi Yetzer. Pesach, you get rid of the Yetzer Hara. That's the Rishonim say, Chametz represents the Yetzer Hara. Mavar, it comes a time that you Mavar the Yetzer Hara. Shabbos, he says, his mashal is, a person shouldn't say, I have a taiva to smoke a lilka. You know what a lilka is? Sure. Lilka, you know what the Arabs smoke? Those pipe, so it was. The Arabs are not the only ones to do it. The Jews did it many years too. There's pictures of a lot of gedolim. You know, when they first came out, pictures, especially rebbes, they used to smoke lilkas. They held that it was healthy. Unfortunately, why? Because the smoke, they felt used to clear the lungs. It was good for asthma. Many people had asthma, and they thought that smoke would clear the lungs. I don't know. If you see all the pictures of Rosh Yeshivas, of Shmuel, of Shach, they're all holding cigarettes. The day Rav Shach heard cigarettes are not healthy, never smoked a cigarette in his life. Shachar's very much, he thought, it's really good, all right. But anyways, he says, a person shouldn't say, I don't want to smoke a little kashat. Why? Because Shabbos, you have to feel like it's a perfect world, right? It's a perfect world, so Mamela, there's no Yetzirah for them. It's not known. They were yidden. They used to have, as soon as Motzei Shabbos, their body used to start shaking. They needed a cigarette. Shabbos had never bothered them. It's a public azad. All right, so he says over here, Gemara Ruchli, the same Gemara that Tzadik brings. Rab Zeira Mahada Azuzed Rabbanin. He brings other rayas too. We'll get into that in a second. Gamlimid Atayra Chomer Shalo Yaskuba Beshabbos Bigia Kederach Shoiskin Bechoil. Elatzarach Lahavdil Yem Ashav's called Dover. Shafilu alimud hakodesh tzarich liyos tainug v'loy kemasei kaved v'avoy de kosher zemzbar. I can't imagine the amount of yegiya that they put in, because I happen to enjoy learning being on Shabbos. I don't know. I enjoy taking a nap too, but you know, the there's an enjoyment there. That's the yaivitz. In another place, he also says, in the Gemara, I think he refers to, no, here he doesn't refer to it. No, he doesn't. So in Gittin, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechonah Reish Lakish Ma'ayna B'Sifrei De'Gadata. They used to learn in Sfarim of a Gadata. But they used to learn a Gadata. What does a Gadata mean? So the Maral Taka talks about it. Maral says it was in Yonim, I think I photostated it. Let me just see it. Okay, so the Maral says, a garata is dvarma moishe chalev. It was a time to learn a garata. But the yaivitz, again, the yaivitz in the Hagos and Gitin, he says it refers to sefer, and I don't know what he means, eitz chayin, ayin ches. Ayin ches is pashtus eitz chayim. There was no eitz chayim. The eitz chayim was written by Chaim Vital. I guess it means things like that. V'chochmas ha'emes, husha anu koyin kabbalah, Yavitz himself was a big makobel. V'lo ha'yu ma'aynin b'moy sachol during the week bedinim havalachas lada ladas ma'yas u'beshabbos lo ha'yu oiskin bedinim. That's how he learns from the Gemara. They didn't. Gemara's not just telling us, oh, they used to have a geshmak. That means they had a geshmak. You know, once a week they learned, you know, some zayir. People learned zayir. There was a yid that was just a yid. It was a big talmid chacham. Of Maya Zilberstein, he's just Snifter, he's the Rav of Ger, you know, in where Ger is, you know, in Shalayim. The man was a Meredik Tamachachim. I remember when I, you know, many years ago, they said he chazed Yoredea 300 times. His anivus was something, he used to walk around Beis Medrash with a tillum, like he was saying tillum, but he was really chazering over Gemara's this. He learned every Shabbos, the whole Medrash Rabbah, and Zoyer on the Parsha. I think Erev Shabbos even. I think Erev Shabbos he went through the whole. So he says that the Gemara is trying to tell us, B'Shabbos lahayu ayiskin b'din v'alochas. The tkifi, it's very hard. It's struggling with Gemara you. Ki hadam rinan, just like the Gemara says, he brings another Gemara, that you can't teach kids, right, new things on Shabbos, right? V'ayu ma'ayin b'Shabbos divra goda sh'mashachas alev b'pnei oynik Shabbos. Besides that, Shabbos helps you understand the Kabbalah. Kodesh Kadoshim Yi. You want to know who the Baishim is? Learn a Goda. It's not a Goda with a Hey at the end, which means Maisalach. You know, they have Sifre Goda, right? Lahavdol, you know, even Maskilim used to put out, like, legends, Chas V'Sholom, Chas V'Sholom. It's not legends, but a God, you know, stories. This is not stories, right? Remember when, I don't know if you remember, the Ein Yankov in English, in red, which, let me remember, the Ein Yankov in red. So you used to have on it, anybody remember the English?
Legends of the Talmud.
Legends of the Talmud. Like, legends of the Talmud. Right, exactly, Lahavdol. Right, so he says, so the place can go into this, but before in one place they bring a ran. So I want to go into a little the ran. It's a little, this will be a little more be'iyah. This is just unbelievable ideas. the Chida brings this round, because the Chida argues very stark on this Yaitz. I think I put it down right over there. He says over here, he quotes a sefer, Tzapichis Advash. Svadish sefer. I looked it up on the computer. It's a lot, it was too hard to read, very old print. But he brings over there a Miri. He brings over there an interesting Miri. I just want to read you the Miri in Shabbos and those sugis. It has to do with yesterday's Pasha too. He mentioned the Minchas Chinuch Shir, right? And Kuf Yud Ches, Kuf Yud Tes, Al Gemara is about Oynik Shabbos, Shaloshudas, Regeshmaka Gemaras. The Miri goes into in Yonei Mitzvahs Oynik Shabbos, Mitzvah Gedolah Ma'oid. So he brings you Shami, which the Beis Eisa brings. B'mama Angoy, Samar Omer B'Sheina. Sheina, right? They say, the world says, Sheina B'Shabbos Taino. The story that Reb Chaim Volozhin was once walking, sort of Bochum on Shabbos, was schmoozing. So he upset him, schmoozing, wasting time. So he said, why don't you be Makayim? Sheina B'Shabbos, Shin Beis Tov, Sheina B'Shabbos Taino, right? Sleep. So he told Rebbe, we're Makayim Sicha B'Shabbos Tainuk, right? So he said on the spot, he says, that's what Shlomo Melech says, Mishle, Lev Chochem Liyaminoi, Vaksil B'Smoilo Yelech. He says, the Chochem goes to the right, Sheina, the dad is on the right side. The fool goes to the left, Sicha B'Shabbos. That's what they say. But in Yerushalmi it says, Sheina, Mar Oma B'Talmud Torah, V'loi Pligi, Gam B'Talmud, Kan be balabas, balabayas, more correctly, but we say balabas, right? Upirshu ba rabbosai, shatalmid ma'ango betalmid taira. Right, he brings rabbosov, that rabbosov say that it means a person who's sitting and learning on Shabbos, that's his oinig, he loves the gishmak of tzois, gishmak of kivagega. Ubalabayas beshena. So the Tzapichas Dvash quotes him like this. He quotes these words, Vani Aimer Hepech Advarim, Shatalmid Shashayna Kol Yemei Shvuya Shavua, the whole week he's learning, Mekayim B'Shabbos Einik Shayna, Shelo Yesichlo, he shouldn't let his seichel wear out, he needs to stop the motors for a little while, right? Yaisa Medai, Aval Baal Bay Shemesasa Kol Yemei Chol B'Sakov, I'm not telling you people what you have to look at yourself as, right? Roy loyless asik mat b'shabbos v'tal b'toyra derech oynik. V'hushar isi, like it says taka in Yerushalmi, lo nitna yamim toivim v'shabbosis elo l'asik b'toyra. And he goes into this. This, the Tzvichas Dvash quotes this, and he says, from here you see, you shouldn't taka learn. He says, Abalbas is not learning that much b'yin, so it's not such a chil Shabbos. This is d'minchas alazo, right? Murdika Kanoi, he attacks them like anything. So what kind of thing is that, making people not learn on Shabbos? And he says, how do you dare go against the Miri? He obviously, this is very interesting, I'd like to know where our Miri was printed, you know, pretty recently, right? The early Miris, I don't know, I have to check up, either it's obvious to me, you know, that the Chmin Chaslaza didn't see the Miri. Because the Tzipichas Advash says, Vani Oimer, he's quoting the Miri. And he says, who are you to argue against the Miri? Miri brings, he says, Sherabosai say, what's the Oinig for Talmud Chacham and Shabbos Torah? Vani Oimer, and I say, it means the opposite. So he writes, who are you to say the opposite from the Miri? He didn't realize that the Ni Oimer he's quoting is the Miri itself. The Ni Oimer is a quote. Right, so there's a whole big things about this. I just want to go into some ciphers, you know, the Ramazan, but again, Lo Sevaru Eish Bechol Mashrei Seichem, Sevaru Eish Bechol Mashrei Seichem, so he says, Veshotevis Be'emis, Leramis Shafilu B'Toyra Nikra Emis, Yesholom B'Shabbos. Yishlo yamiku. Don't go too much with pulpul ka'ivim like those. Right? When we first built when the yeshiva was being built, after it was being built, and just put a few things. So the workers used to go crazy when they saw fellas argue about worse things. Right? They couldn't believe people arguing. So what kind of library you have over here? They said, what kind of library? They're all screaming at each other, making noise. Right? So he says, Kadama Rav Zeri brings the same Gemara. So it seems that, you know, Big Doylem took this Gemara very seriously. Not to get everybody nervous, though, about, you know, what you're doing on Shabbos. So basically, is the two things. The Chidah, I'll just read over, and then just one Gishmaka Zach that we'll go through. This is the Chidah quote. Reisi L'Rav Yaivitz. Reisi L'Rav Yaivitz B'Sidura Shatam Achachem O'Isik B'im B'Shabbos Mechal Shabbos and brings the raya. Avatam Achachem Anik Shabbos Mechidah Kodim Fatzayas Hashem. Right. They bring also a Shlah, that the Shlah says that after the Suda, a person should get up, go to Beis Medrash, take a little nap, and then go and learn. Has Kilo Eliske Shu Mechal Chas V'Shalom the Ramaz. The Chidah says Chil Shabbos. He says, take a look at Rashi. Look at the words of Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says over there in that Gemara that says that they were, he told them, don't be Mechal Shabbos. So Rashi's words are the following. This Asku Ba'inik Shabbos, V'loisa Chalaleno Leva'al Tanugim. He meant to say is they got so carried away with the learning that they would forget to eat. They eat the sudas. He says, that's the, talk about people, right? The Gemara says that Reish Lakish used to go talk and learning and he used to leave his coat here and his jacket here and there. I had the same problem with my kids, but I don't know if they were thinking and learning. But right, he used to go into the good sometimes and see my son's coat there hanging, right? Beryl Wine once, somebody told me, wrote an article. So he said that he used to have the kids come to his house, you know, when he had a yeshiva in Muncie, Friday night for a little chumash here. He says the amount of coats that piled up were unbelievable. He says the problem was not one ever called up. Right? There's a good new coat. I remember once the Talna Rebbe, he has a little mikveh there. He says, I don't understand. You know, we're not rich people over here in Yerushalayim. He says, you know how many towels we find every... He says, by Yerushalayim. He says, Where's this sense of, you know, and nobody asks, you know, I forgot my towel. Did you find it? Every week we got to clean up tens of towels. How big is that? Mikvah's a little, that bookcase. Anyway, so he says over there, he says, Constantinople. Bizman Gedoyla Adar Be'ezim Mekoymes Koyvim Yeshiv B'Shabbos Mefalbulim B'Yam Shabbos Kemkoyim Chatzai. It's like it's a minig. Many people, they learn. They daven, they after shul, it's a very nice thing to learn a little. Our friend Reb Shloima does that, I see every Shabbos. Kama Talmid Chacham Shemanuki, Heinoy Dayim Kayas, they do that. He says, in the Zman of the Pri Chodesh, of a Seinu Sipra Lanuch, Pri Chodesh was a little before him. Shem Fabel and Beumka Dedina Be'erev, Vachain Reisi Shinogu Achrav Reshi Shiva. And his current rabbanim say Hashem befalpul them. They used to befalpul, okay. Oh, and he brings a ran. So I want to go through this ran. That's more interesting. Zachar comes out halacha also. So he goes into ulam imatam achab yom ain roitz etrach. He says be in. He doesn't wanna. He says I understand that man noim. He says he brings a sefer. And I'm not familiar with the sefer. He says that the rabbi used to go. And it says shelo yaviu they shouldn't like Reb Chaim Volozhin shelo yaviu the day sichas chulin. He says that's good. He used to hang around. He says he was afraid that because it's Shabbos and you don't feel the pressure of being in the first seder, the second seder, they should start schmoozing. The Ben Ish Chai wrote a sefer, very interesting. I don't know if you ever saw it. It's on Torah Lishma. The sefer called Torah Lishma. It's under a pen name. Nobody knows why he did it. He writes on it. You look at the. Sharblat Yecheskel Kafli, some you know name like that, but he says over here that somebody told him that. He says no. He says somebody asked yesterday. Ravina brings a gemara in Zvachim. Interesting. I'm a Ravina of Papa. You went by us yesterday in the Tchum, right? So he says, what should I do? I went out of Tchum by mistake. I was thinking of learning so much that went out of Tchum. All right, there's rise, all kinds of things, but they bring around, and that's what I want to just go through around. What's the Ran? In Perek Alf Al Pi.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
On the days, Talmidim could go out. They could leave their wives. Let's talk about if you're allowed to, you know, be mad at your wife from Tashrish Amita, from Oina, what we call Oina. So it says over there, the Talmidim, Talmichom, allowed a wife leave their wives without Rishos. Nobody should, at least don't convince yourself you're Talmichom of this, right? You have to, in the Sefer Ezem HaKudosh, the B'chacha Rav, yeah? There was a B'chacha Rav who's a Meridik Goyen. He himself writes that in the Siddur that he had a nervous breakdown. Yeah, he writes that. That's what it seems like, the way he describes it. He writes, because he couldn't work out the Derech HaTalmudi in Derech HaChassidus. It seemed to him a big stira. Chassidus, and it says, Ad Sheba Oysa Ish Rav Moshe Leib Sosova, and he taught him, and he says, since then I'm a Chadash every day, thousands of chedushim, and it's, you see in this forum. So in Ebenezer itself, there's a sefer Ezem HaKodesh, it's a sefer. Many times in the sefer on Aruch Chaim, in this sefer, he writes personal things. Like one time, I was walking on Shabbos, I realized I didn't, if I wouldn't have lit the Chanukah, he says, one time I did this. Over there he says, one time I left, and I forgot, and I went with the Kedushas Levi without asking my wife for Shus. He says, and I'm not sure if I did the right thing, because says Talmidim, he says, and I could be, in those few months I was away, could be, he writes, I was mevatel, could be, ulai bitalti, that's what he writes. Then he said, mistamishi would have been meichel, because by the Kedushas Levi, you could learn sgulis, and that will make a little parnas on the side, he says over there. So it says over here, the chiyuvim of oina, right? It says, this and that and so forth, right? Later on, the Gemara brings Oinas and Samach Beis on the Beis. The Gemara brings Oinas Talmid HaChachamim. What's the Oin of Talmid HaChachamim? Oinas of Talmid HaChachamim, Amos, when is that? Amar Vida Meshmul, Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. From Erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. The Gemara brings a Pasuk, Shepir Yitain Be'itai, Amar Vyuda, Vitam Ravuna, Vitam Ravnah, Zem Meshamish Mitasa Me'erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, which Erev Shabbos, Mishayim say, means Friday night. And it's called Erev Shabbos, right? What's the riot? Because the Gemara in the first pack has a shayla, if you're allowed to be Boyle Psula, some of you all learned this in Yeshiva in high school, if you're allowed to be Boyle Psula on Shabbos, says, Ma'u Livol Psula Be'erev Shabbos, if it's called making a Chabur or not, and Avada, that means Shabbos. So it means Friday night. Okay, so the Ran asks a question over here, the Ran in the back. The Ran asks a question on the Mishnah that says that, you know, the Tayolim is this amount, that this one is this amount. He says, why didn't the Mishnah say anything about Talmid HaChachamim? He says like this, in Chavav. He says, Tamani. Says, I can't understand. Oinas Talmid HaChachamim, shehi achas b'Shabbos, which is on Shabbos, once a week, lama lo huskara b'mishna seinu. Why is it not mentioned in our Mishnah? Yeah? It says, tayolim, chamorin, gamolin, all kinds of different jobs, knowing how much it's going to wear down a person, how much he's mechuyev to be poiked ishta, in Inyan of Oina. So he says, why didn't say anything about Talmid HaChachamim, which is once, you know, on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Zok the Ran, oh, v'nir li she'ein l'talmid chachamim oina kavua. Shekiven she'shaninu she'talmidim yoitzen shel b'shus, right? They can leave 30 days according to chachamim, even 3 years, 2 years, right? So me'mele, it's not something that's kavua, because they're allowed to leave, you know, certain times. V'adava, he says, even if they live there, it could be mishtane kafi mashem tzrichin lanadet sheinem einayim. Right? The Gemara says that yoimim yitz, Gemara Novayda Zara, the Gemara says a pasuk until yoimim yitzav Hashem chastoi ubelaila shiri imi. Right? Kol aloimit b'tayra belaila Gemara says, it's beginning to learn Torah at night. Ramesh Shapir, whenever I used to introduce them to a chos and somebody getting married, he used to say to them very seriously, he says, make sure you always learn something at night, that there's a kol Torah in your house at night. Very important that there should be a kol Torah in your house at night. Always, that the kids should always see you learning Torah. That's Ikka Chachmasa Shaladim Nikma Laila. He says, the kids have to see that too. That's the Ikka. Right? Like the Rambam says, Lo Yabed Laila Achas. Shouldn't lose even one night. So the Gemara says, Kol Ha'oisik B'Torah B'Laila Chut Shal Chesed Moshe Cholav B'Yayim. Right? Chut Shal Chesed Moshe Cholav B'Yayim. Shenem Ha'yayimam Yitzav Hashem Chazdoi. Ubalaila Shirima. Lama, why is it Yitzav Hashem Chas? Why is there chesed? Right? And during the day? Because Laila, Shira Ima, Kisul Hemis Ashira, right? The Shira is the Torah. So Marsha over there says, because the Derech Tamicham is that when they learn at night, they lose sleep. They get into Geshmaka Sugya and they lose sleep. The next day they should have grouch. The people who lose sleep are usually grouchy the next days, right? They have a ponim zua feist, he says. They look upset. Your Rebbeinu Shem Gaza chesed. The chesed is they look wonderful the next day. Rasha says that's the pshat lo oise oirim gedoylem ki lo oilam chazde. Right? The Kapitel and Tilm that we say on Shabbos. Lo oise oirim gedoylem. Rebbeinu Shem creates oirim gedoylem. Says that's the face of Talmud Chacham that was up at night ki lo oilam chazde. So listen to this. She says, so since they lose sleep in limudam or litrechba, vadova yedua she'en kol zmanim shovim lehem bekach. Right? Sometimes in the middle of the sugya. So they can't expect them to be mekayim de oina. Aye, the Gemara says, I know sanach shabbos. I know k'shein l'schadish lehem b'limudam dava. L'fish yedua she'en zematz lehem tamid. And since it's not always, a lot of times, in other words, his wife will be Michael, understands he's in the middle of a sugya, and he can't come to have oina. Live for his nishtas oina, Shemisha says. Oish didn't run. So it seems that there were those who wanted a taina, says that this ran is a raya that you're allowed to learn be'ian on Shabbos, because Gemara says, oina is tamir chachabim, is me'shabbos, me'erev Shabbos, me'erev Shabbos. And the ran says, sometimes they get fatifed on learning, you see, they're allowed to get fatifed on learning, right, even on Shabbos. And Lemaisa, it's not posh. We're not saying not to learn Bihinan, but I'm saying the riot that they bring. Why? Pnei Shu brings this question with the Talmud Chacham. Oh, it's Talmud Chacham. Ran's question. She pam achas b'Shabbos, or wanted to say behedrim is Shabbos. He says like this. He says, because Oynes Tamar Chochem is no, there's not a real, his wife understands that he's learning. He says, it goes with the drushes, okay. She Tamar Chochem nagusus wa afishu zman oynig v'shvisa. V'lo dami klal l'shar oynes. He says, it's different than either oynes. Sheheim mishum lesa din ha-shasein, sheheina misratzes, ela bakach. A person has a chiv, it's a chiv. So it's masna mashikos b'tayra. Even the man d'amu says he could. It's because the davish of a moment. It's a chiyuv towards the woman. It's an obligation. He says, "Mashenken oynis tamachochem ilav the Shabbos man oyn geshvisu lohayu oyven on a nasal. There wouldn't be oyver even if they didn't have it all oyna. I feel b'kamis shabbosis." The mistama, a woman is married to Tama Chochem, mistama nosher misratzes bekach. She yasku b'leim b'teira. Keda ashkechen she yoytzen shelo b'rishus. You see, they can go out for 30 days, for 3 years, according to one, to the Chochamim. Right? So he says, to Memela, the woman is like Meichel. It says taka, Darizal, they bring from Darizal. Darizal was makbid very much on going to the mikveh, right, after Oina. During the winter, he got colds. Interesting. He didn't go to the Rizal's mikvah. It was very cold. Have you been to Rizal's mikvah? Sure. He was there. He don't remember how cold it is. It's very cold. So it was very cold. So, but he didn't. It says in the winter he was afraid to go. So his wife would be Meichel. That's what the place can bring it in Reish Mem. All right. Oh, so now the so this Meir Dikachidish Lalacha. And it's, you'll see in the Rishayim, it's not that way. Rav Moshe has a tshuva on it, but it's even before that, the Hafla. The Hafla is medayik in the Ram, in the Rambam. Gemara Nedarim, so we did a Gemara Lamed Zayin and Mabez, that not to learn something new with children, so it's already, in the Rishayim over there, because they're, for them it's difficult, they're children. But if you look at the Rambam, he says clearly, Oynes tam chacham is pam achas b'shavua. Pam achas b'shavua. And Chazal kaveyed it Friday night. So what do you see from the Shulchan Aruch? Also, that's the halacha. That the chiyuv is once a week. It's not a din in Shabbos. In fact, our flaw is medayik, that let's say the Tam HaChochem didn't have oyna on Shabbos. He was tired, it was this, that, whatever it is, too difficult. So he says he has to make up for it. So the flaw says the chiyuv is once a week. Rav Moshe has a tshuva on this. Moshe is mesum. He says it could be there's a din tashlum in two. Like if he 1 week he didn't have it, could be he has to have a neck. He's medayik there that it's not like the Pnei Yeshua says that the wives are meichel. He has to have it once a week. They'll koveya Shabbos. So what the Ran, about according to this, there's no raya from the Ran at all. What's the Ran's Ran say? That sometimes they forget to do or they don't do because they're fatifed on learning. That doesn't mean because they're fatifed on Shabbos. It means because their chiv is once a week. Let's say a tamachov is makbid to go to the mikveh. And he can't. There's no mikveh there. Or it's the mikveh is hot. So there are people, don't go to hot. It's not people. It's a gemara, really. But okay, there's coolers. You're not supposed to use a hot mikveh. Many places you do have a hot mikveh. It's a shveheta, but they use it. It's based on a carbon asana. But Gemara says you can't use a hot mikveh. So memela, especially for men, women, halbatzar. So he has to make it up Thursday for whatever. So memela could be that Thursday that he's going to have oina. He got fatifed in a sugya. That's what the Ran means. You don't see the Rans talk about that the Tam HaChochah has to be specifically during that. But anyway, kaponim. The story goes with the maskil that came to the Beis Halevi, and he says, "You rabbanim, you're always machmir." Beis Halevi says, "Not true. We're mekel." He says, "Give me an example of a kula." So he says, "A kula." Rama says not to learn Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. I'm mekel that you could learn after. So we got out of this shiur that you could be mekel, right? If you have a geshmaka limud on Shabbos. You could do it. We'll make it. Okay, it's the cool.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.